The Coigig Pod on Off the Ball.
And then we had Eileen, who we kind of picked because we thought, you knows Irish football inside out, and then that'll do the job. And those kind of things aren't really what we need. We need a really, really good, strong coach.
Subscribe to the Coigig Pod on the Off the Ball app now.
You're listening to OTB's Breakfast Bite. Yeah!
And then obviously the other big news that's happened over the last 24 hours or so is TG Carr have lodged an application with the GAA to show the Cork Limerick hurling match from Páirc Uí Chaoimh live on their YouTube channel on Thursday evening. We're going to speak with the Cork CEO about this in a while. But Arthur, you as a Limerick hurling fan feel this most keenly at the moment. So tell us.
No, I wouldn't say that. It's not...
It's true. You do.
No, it's not. It's not. It's nothing to do with my own biases. I'd obviously rather every game was on, but I'm not. I'm realistic. I just think of a weekend that's coming ahead. The best, as much as you can possibly predict it, game from the football or hurling leagues will be Cork Limerick on Saturday evening.
I don't think there's anything to
I'd love to hear the argument against.
Well, the football fans are less interested in hurling, so they're going to say that the Dublin,
yeah, but the hurling,
Dublin,
like,
Donegal,
well, so we'll look, even thing, and this is an interesting thing from last year. I don't have the exact, I can get the numbers up. The numbers from last year, the hurling final placed three positions higher than the football final in the viewing figures from last year. And regularly throughout, I'm pretty sure as well, the Clare, Kilkenny or Limerick, I think it was Limerick Cork semi-final and the Munster final placed higher than the best football semi-final. So we say about thing about the football fans, whatever else, there's more hunger for this hurling championship at the minute.
Well, I think that that's an outlier in terms of recent years. What was missing from the semi-finals and final last year from football? The Dubs.
So? It's a full country. It's not
the Dubs are the biggest driver of viewership figures. There's no point in denying that, right? Like you're making this argument anyway. This is a pointless argument. You think the hurling is the best thing that's on this weekend. The hurling fans think that, as Arsene Wenger says, everybody thinks they're the prettiest wife at home. The football fans want to see the football. TG Carr made the decision on the basis that the football was going to be what?
When did he say that?
When Ferguson was criticising him, he was like, "Everyone's the prettiest wife at home."
Well, yeah, whatever about it. I
clipped that.
I think it's a real shame because you're going to have a game that's in a brilliant stadium, under lights, heading towards at least looking pretty sold out.
The two stands are essentially sold out.
Yeah, it's going to look amazing.
It's going to sound great.
It's going to be the two of the three best teams in the country. It's going to be the best visual and quite possibly actual game, visual product and possible game that's going to be played in hurling between now and the Munster Championship.
Where are Clare and Limerick playing?
It's a great question.
Anyway, look,
I think it's in Limerick, but I'm not 100% sure. Because I don't know what Limerick are in Kilkenny as well. So I think Limerick have four games at home, I think. But I think it's in Limerick.
What's all coming up? Limerick isn't have four home games. What?
I think so. And
you're not criticising that, are you?
Anyway, I just think it's scandalous. And I'm not necessarily blaming anyone for it because it seems like there's a lot of kind of different parties and different things that need to be satisfied. But I just think it's a kind of overall failure between the organisation, the association, the broadcasting partners and whatever else you want to put it, that this game will not be on TV. It's crazy.
I actually can't see the justification in everyone's argument off sides here. There's no malice in any of this. There's nothing untoward happening. But at the same time, I was left thinking that regardless of what dispute may or may not be happening with TV rights and all that, is that like my overriding feeling was Cork GAA and GAA as a whole should just back itself and don't mind the rugby. Because, this is what Kevin O'Donovan was saying. I'm looking forward to speaking with Kevin very shortly about it. Is like it's going to clash with the second half of Ireland, England and the Six Nations. We don't want to deprive our fans of that game. But I might just go all out in this match. Like, this is Cork-Limerick. Cork beat Limerick twice last year, once in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. This is,
so we
this
saw
is
yesterday,
going to be incredible. Look at the turnout already.
We saw yesterday that there's going to be a levy on the Cork clubs to pay for the redevelopment of, a further levy on the Cork clubs to pay for the redevelopment of Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Here's an opportunity for them to add 10, 15, 20,000 paying customers to a match to get bigger support for them, to help the team beat the best team in the country. And you're saying, let's reduce the crowd by anything up to 50%. Like, why? I think it's madness to do that. I think they've done exactly the right thing. Like, they're allowed to put their game on at 7:30, and it's up to the rest of the organisation, the TV companies and the GAA essentially, to decide whether or not they're going to show it. There's a strong chance and there's a good shout for TG Car being allowed to show it on YouTube. But I think the obvious solution here is the GAA streaming service and GAA Go. And like, GAA Go got hammered last year by loads of people. I always thought that RTE's involvement in GAA Go was a bad idea. I think it's a clear conflict of interest. That's obviously coming to an end. When that happens, I think it's up to everybody to fully understand that these are games that aren't getting picked up, right? For whatever reason, it hasn't been picked up. And this is where GAA Go is going to come into its own in coming years. Maybe everybody has to realise that actually you need a streaming service and every game won't be on TV. And there's going to be instances where they're trying to boost GAA Go subscriber numbers and profitability, and they'll put big games behind the paywall. But loads of games are on TV. Like, there is a plethora of games on this weekend. Now, not hurling games, it turns out.
No, there'll have been 8 live games on RT and TG Car television by the end of the weekend. One of them will have been hurling. But this weekend and last weekend, one of them will have been hurling, and it was a washout. That's not.
Well, now the Kilkenny Clare game was shown deferred on TV.
But that's not been shown live. It was shown on their website. Like, that's irrelevant. That's not. And I appreciate what you're saying, but that's not, in this day and age, that's, it may as well not have been on at all.
The other thing is, it's not balanced, right? Is what you just said. What's just happened in football?
They've changed rules.
Right.
Enhanced them.
Very odd message. They have, the rule enhancements have come in. What's happening in hurling? It's the league. And no one thinks the league
The league's changed. There's relegation now.
There is relegation. But no one thinks the league in hurling has much of a bearing on what happens in the championship. Whereas what we're seeing in football is that the league is dictating whether or not teams will actually compete for the proper competition. I'm just saying that, like, there's a reason why the broadcasters would skew football in the aftermath of the biggest changes in history. And I bet you over a period of time they start doing more of the hurling matches, but maybe they don't. Like,
it's kind of irrelevant, though. It's not like, it's not, this isn't even a kind of a, I want my thing to be accommodated. It's an absolute home run. Like, it's Limerick and Cork in Cork under, it's going to be an amazing visual product. Like, people will tune in to watch that because there's, last year it produced two of the best games of the year. Why on earth would people not, like, it's not, you're, I'm not asking for something here. It's a very kind of obvious game to accommodate. That's what I can't understand. It just, why would you not want it on television?
It should be on TV. I think it would be great if it was on GAA Go. I think it'd be a great opportunity for
It'd be amazing public relations for GAA Go if they were able to come in at this 11th hour and said, oh, we'll show it, we'll sort it out. And then suddenly that is a great service.
We got you covered.
But I think, to your point, Arthur, that still doesn't solve the problem of why it's not on television. And I guess the fear of, I'd say, particularly for hurling fans coming into these 2 weeks, this was always going to happen.
Should everything
with
be
the
on
new
TV?
Football rules should was that football was always going to be prioritised over hurling.
Totally.
Always.
Should everything be on TV?
What does that mean? What does that question mean, though?
Well, like, I'm a Kildare fan. Should all my games be on TV? Should I be able to access coverage?
I think we're talking objectively here. Cork Limerick is huge for GAA fans.
It is, but what about the fact that Dublin are playing Johnny Guinness?
That's another game.
How many people will be at that game?
In Ballybuffet, I don't know.
Will
8,000 to 10,000?
So not even half will go to Cork for a thing.
So
that, like, the interest is not the same. You're not, like, it's apples and oranges in terms of, I know Donegal, Dublin, obviously, if they play later on in the year, they'll have a big interest. But that game, in that moment, rules
are no
rules.
Everybody wants to see Jim McGuinness. Everybody wants to see Jim McGuinness and the new rules. We do. Football fans are mad keen to see, it's been like, what's McGuinness going to do? What's he going to do? It's like the one in The Simpsons where the fight happens and Homer's like, Marge is dragging him out. And he's, I want to see what the little guy in the corner is going to do. It's exactly the same thing. I want to see what the little guy in the corner is going to do. He's not a little guy. But I do. Look, there's going to be clashes, right? And when there are clashes, there's a way to accommodate it. And that's either YouTube or GAA Go. But everybody has to get on board the GAA Go train and go, okay, actually, I see the point.
My point is, why is this happening just this week? The Six Nations has been in the books for God knows how long. There's no kind of mistake. That's no surprise. And obviously, I think Kevin O'Donovan said in that thing, this game's been scheduled for this time for at least weeks or months. Why is it only coming that when there's a bit of uproar about it, that there's going to be addressed? Why is hurling not treated as a priority? Because it's a very clear game of immense interest to people. And it isn't, I know you're saying about the rules and the slightly extenuating circumstances, but it'd be very interesting to go back to this time last year and see what the figures were, but what games have been shown or not. I don't believe it's to do with the new rules necessarily. I think it's a cover for it. Football is regularly prioritised at this time.
I would say the football leagues have been traditionally better than the hurling leagues in recent years. I think there's no doubt about that. And that's why, as a TV product, you're turning on the league and you're like, what can we tell about this? We had Anthony Nash on for a whole year looking forward to the championship, and the championship was over in a wet week. I think that this is obviously a multifaceted problem. The condensed season, everything on at the same week. There should be a hurling week and a football week, and a hurling week and a football week. But you can't do that because you have so many games to get through. We will come back to this in about 10 minutes' time.
You know what would solve all this? What? An RT Sport TV channel.
No, they can't have it.
Why? But then it's available for everyone then. You don't need a streaming service. It's on television. And what would you show?
It isn't.
You could show a nostalgic sport, showing loads of replays, and then just have it all screen 80, just turn off the station when there's nothing else to show.